It's time for Bahuskas Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Husky head football coach Joe Sindelar. Bahuska coming off a 36-14 loss against Dewey this past week. Huskies are at Hominy coming up here in a couple days, Friday night on Sports Talk 1500 AM. KPGM and Coach Sindelar had a chance to hear some of the highlights from you guys' game against Dewey this past Friday, and it was a back-and-forth ball game. You guys were down early, came all the way back, and then the Doggers kind of pulled it out in the end, but I would guess you have to feel pretty good about the comeback you had in the second quarter.
Well, I think that was a little bit of a turning point in that game where it did give us kind of an opportunity to start at least showing some performance that we're capable of doing for a short period of time. But, you know, that game kind of in the first quarter, it was plagued with some really critical mistakes that gave Dewey the ball deep in our territory. And so there was a couple of touchdowns that were scored there. And we were able to come back, but then we make a critical error right there, right before halftime, and give up a touchdown with 2 seconds left. So, yeah, it was pretty up and down, and there was a lot of things that when we went back and looked at our film to kind of see what we are and what we need to work on as a team, and it exposed some weaknesses, but it also did show us that there were some things that we had worked on during the week that did show up on film. So I was pretty pleased about. At a minimum, at least this team is showing progress in the areas that we're working. So as we know that this is going to be a project to be able to get to where we are a good team, there's going to be things that are exposed that we need to work on. And so this film did show us a lot.
Talking with Bahuska head football coach Joe Sindelar here on the Huskies Coach's Corner. As I mentioned, Bahuska losing to Dewey this past week, 36-14. For those of the people listening that maybe didn't get a chance to listen or watch some of that ball game, maybe walk us through exactly how you guys came from 14 down to tie it up.
Well, we were just able to just move the ball a little bit and kind of get the ball back in some positions and make some first downs. I think as you looked in the first quarter when our offense was just misfiring, and sometimes you got to evaluate on whether is that what Dewey's doing. And they put together a good defensive plan against what we were doing, and those things were causing us a lot of trouble in the first quarter. But then, basically, it was just a matter of execution. And I know we hear that all the time at all levels of the ball, is that you know it's a matter of how your team executes. So we did start. We relaxed a little bit more, and we started executing. We moved the ball. You know, we were able to move the ball some and kind of get ourselves out of that third and long type stuff, and where it was more manageable. So, like I said, basically it was just a matter of execution.
Talking with Bahuska head football coach Joe Sindelar. Huskies 0-2 now. Of course, they lost to Verdigris back in week one, and then Dewey this past week. You guys have Hominy coming up on Friday night. Hominy, pretty good football club. They're 1-1. They have a loss to Cleveland and a win over Pawnee so far. And what do you see out of Hominy?
Well, first of all, Coach Harmon down there does a great job, and Ed Green is another coach that's down there, a good friend of mine. And all those guys down there are really good people, and they work hard at their profession, and so their team is running very well right now at the moment, and we're still a work in progress. So obviously, you know, we're going to have to be able to play, you know, and be able to fire on all cylinders to be able to compete with them. But they you know, like I said, Coach Harmon always puts good teams on the field, and plus on top of that, this is a big rivalry game, unquestionably. With the close proximity of our two communities, this will be a big rivalry game, so it should be pretty exciting.
Who do you look for to play well for you on Friday night? We haven't talked individuals just yet. Who did you think played well for you this past week, and who would you like to see on the field performing well again on Friday?
Well, I think it all starts, especially on the offensive side of the ball, where I'm responsible for that part of the game. I think it all starts with our quarterback Colton Hyman, and I think he's in a new system, a different system, and so he's starting to learn some things. And as well as our skill position players, they kind of are just now starting to grasp some of the concepts of route running and where to be on the field and what their alignments need to be. And so, but it all starts with the quarterback, and, you know, he's got to make sure that he delivers the ball where it needs to go in a timely fashion. So probably number one, we need to get a performance out of him.
The Husky head football coach, Joe Sundlar. The Huskies are at Hominy this Friday, 7:30 kickoff, 7 o'clock pregame, or so, maybe 7:15, right here on Sports Talk, 1500 AM KPGM. Coach Sundlar, I appreciate the time, and best of luck to you on Friday.
Okay, thank you. Good.